Ever since a rogue virus originated in a city clear across the world in Wuhan, China, a region incidentally significant for Catholics because it was the site of the martyrdom in the 19th century, the first canonized missionary saint, the Vincentian Father Jean Gabriel Perbrun. There he gave his life for Jesus Christ. But again, ever since this rogue virus that originated there has led to most of the governors across our great nation mandating the shelter-in-place edict, there have been numerous articles and television news programs highlighting the rediscovery of products, activities, and human relationships that did not seem important in the lives of most Americans, even as late as early March. Family activities that have been ignored or disappeared almost entirely because of the hectic lives of overly scheduled children and adults are now popular. Parents and children are seen walking in neighborhoods. Puzzles were on the top 10 items purchased on Amazon. And books, actual printed books, are being read. Enough has been written and said about the hoarding of toilet paper and hand sanitizers, and sadly, the spike in the sale of alcohol. What I found interesting, however, is the rediscovery of an item popular in the late 80s. In fact, the Seattle Times wrote an article on Thursday about the resurgence of this item's popularity if you're able to get your hands on one. Amazon has sold out with no date expected for their availability. There was a priest, a good friend of mine I know in California, who owned one, and he may still very well use it. And judging by my brother priests in the sanctuary with me, I bet there's at least one who owns one and still uses it. I am speaking about the Floby, that invention that was advertised late at night in the 80s that you attach to a vacuum cleaner and cut your hair. The Seattle Times article interviewed a woman who's a longtime local public relations specialist. She works at home and does a lot of teleconferencing. But because of the shelter-in-place mandate, her monthly visits to the hair salon are not popular. She remembered that her late mother-in-law owned one, and so she went over to her father-in-law's and found it in the basement. She stood in front of the mirror and gave herself a haircut with the Floby. She told the reporter it doesn't look bad and plans on using it until the shelter in place is lifted. She doesn't quite know what she's going to do about highlighting her hair, but nonetheless, in these times, it's still important. Maybe that's a lighthearted way to reflect on what, in complacency, we've taken for granted, the ability to go out and to get our hair cut and to shop freely and to go to movie theaters or sporting events, and most especially, to be able to come to Mass. Yes, I've received a number of emails and letters of the faithful of Eastern Washington and beyond expressing their great pain that they're not able to attend Mass, to be able to go to confession on a regular basis, to be part of a faith community we know, the Church. During these difficult days, perhaps the complacency towards the practice of their faith has been shaken. And the good news that Jesus is risen is the news that we celebrate here in the Cathedral of Our Lady of Lourdes this morning at Mass, and that you are viewing today at home. The good news is the celebration of the empty tomb. Our gospel this morning does not present us the risen Jesus. Instead, we're told that the women first find an empty tomb. And the angel asks, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen." We're reminded of these words from Scripture and this Mass that Jesus is risen and living among us, and that we should not look for him among the dead. Unfortunately, we often look for the living among the dead. That is, we look for life in things that have no life in them. Material possessions, excessive recreation for adults and children, alcohol, drugs, and food, physical pleasures of various kinds. Again, look how normally readily available necessities like toilet paper became an item of massive hoarding. We never find peace and joy and love in these things. Easter calls us to get out of the tomb of selfishness, greed, prejudice, addiction, and hostility. And Easter calls us to hear those words from our gospel. Do not be afraid. Our risen Lord invites us to accept a new heart, a new birth, and a new person. At each Easter, we are asked to renew our baptismal promises, in a sense, to rediscover that faith that has been given to us, our faith in Jesus Christ. We have to be honest, many times we take our faith for granted, and we can become cultural Catholics, no matter our ethnic origin. As I mentioned on Holy Thursday, a question asked by a columnist in the Wall Street Journal last week is this: could a rogue virus lead to a grand moment in America's history, where Americans, shaken by the reality of a risky universe, rediscover the God who proclaimed himself sovereign over every catastrophe, the God who gave us his only Son that we might have eternal life? As we renew our baptismal promises, we should reflect not only on the depth of our belief in Jesus Christ, our Savior, but also the extent of our love and service for God and others. Happy Easter.